You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some economy news. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Wednesday said the country's economic growth remains a priority for the government as inflation has come down to a manageable level. Job creation and equitable distribution of wealth remain the other focus areas, she said at India Idea Summit. The Consumer Price Index-based retail inflation was at 7.01% in June and 5.59% in July 2021. It was above 7% from April to June this fiscal. She exuded confidence that the Reserve Bank would manage the volatility emerging from aggressive rate hike stance by the US Fed and the European Central Bank. Next up, industry. Asia's richest man, Gautam Adani, on Wednesday said his ports-to-power conglomerate will build 3 gigafactories for manufacturing solar modules, wind turbines and hydrogen electrolyzers as part of a $70 billion investment in clean energy by 2030. Adani Group is stepping up investments across the green energy value chain as it aims to become the world's top renewable energy producer by 2030. Adani said that these gigafactories will extend from polysilicon to solar modules, complete manufacturing of wind turbines and manufacturing of hydrogen electrolyzers. This, he said, will generate an additional 45 gigawatt of renewable energy to add to Adani Group's existing 20 gigawatt capacity, as well as 3 million tons of hydrogen by 2030. The announcement comes weeks after rival billionaire Mukesh Ambani announced a 5th gigafactory as part of an investment in low-carbon energy. Meanwhile, Sanjeev Bajaj, president of industry body CII, said that India is in a much better position to deal with the challenges related to growth and inflation. According to official figures, India's retail inflation continues to remain above the Reserve Bank's tolerance level of 6% since January, while the economic growth in the first quarter of the fiscal was 13.5%, lower than the central bank's estimate of 16.2%. Bajaj, who is also the CMD of Bajaj Finserv, said that we are in a much better position and credit must go to everybody, including the central and state governments. He added that he doesn't see economic growth as an issue. Moving on, Moody's Investors Service on Tuesday retained India's sovereign credit rating at Baa3, the lowest investment grade, while maintaining stable outlook. It sees India's low per capita income and high general government debt as major risks in the future. Moody's cited India's large and diversified economy with high growth potential, a relatively strong external position and a stable domestic financing base for the government debt as the reasons behind its decision to affirm the rating. The stable outlook has been retained because risks from negative feedback between the economy and financial system are receding, it said. Moody's downplayed the impact of global challenges on the Indian economy. According to the global rating firm, low per capita income, high general government debt, low debt affordability and limited government effectiveness remain the principal credit challenges for India. The Life Insurance Corporation of India has introduced new pension plan, a non-participating unit-linked individual pension plan that may be used by individuals to build corpus by systematic and disciplined savings, which can be converted into regular income as annuity on retirement or even as early as 35 years of age. Like the national pension system, LIC's new Pension Plus also provides pension seekers various investment options, out of which an investor may select the one that suits his or her risk appetite and risk-taking capacity. The investment options available are Pension Bond Fund, Pension Secured Fund, Pension Balanced Fund, Pension Growth Fund and Pension Discontinued Fund. Now some exciting news for iPhone lovers. The wait for Apple's big annual event ends finally today. In few hours from now, Apple will hold its far-out event at its Cupertino campus and is expected to make some major announcements from its stage, including new iPhones, new Apple Watches and AirPods Pro 2. After years of pandemic, Apple will hold an in-person event, most likely at the Steve Jobs Theatre at company's Cupertino campus. The event will start at 10:30 p.m. India time. A live stream for the Apple event will be available on Apple.com, Apple's YouTube channel and the Apple TV app. Lastly, let's hear how the stock market performed today. Benchmark indices recouped most of their opening and noon trade amid dull global cues. NSE Nifty 50 was trading above 17,650 levels and the S&P BSE Sensex was down 100 points at 59,093 levels. Both indices opened 0.5% lower with Nifty 17,550 levels and BSE at 58,769. Broader markets, however, outperformed benchmark indices as Nifty Mid-Cap 100 and Nifty Small-Cap 100 gained up to 0.2%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.